Foreign journalists like Elena Lappin might not have known it, but the United States has had a special media visa requirement for decades. Slate's Andy Bowers has this explainer on what it takes for a foreign journalist to report on events in the U.S.
According to the U.S. Bureau of Customs and Border Protection, the special visa requirement was first established in 1952. However, it's quite possible that a British reporter coming here to cover a news story would never have been stopped before September 11th. An agency spokesman conceded that, quote, since 9/11, everything has tightened up. The visa in question is known as an I visa, and it's required even for journalists traveling to the U.S. from so-called visa waiver countries, those like the United Kingdom, whose citizens don't normally need a visa for short business or pleasure trips. To get an I visa, a reporter must submit $100, two pictures, and a letter from her company explaining her purpose and length of stay in the United States. The State Department warns freelance journalists that they must be under contract to a media organization to qualify, meaning a truly freelance reporter with no affiliation would be turned away. The U.S. also warns journalists that wait times for a visa can be long these days, although it doesn't say how long. The group Reporters Without Borders estimates that 13 foreign journalists were turned away from the U.S. last year because they didn't have I visas. They included six French TV reporters who came to Los Angeles to cover a video game convention. While it's not uncommon for tightly controlled countries to have special requirements for journalists, Western nations such as the UK are generally more relaxed. The British Foreign and Commonwealth Office website says U.S. journalists coming for short visits are simply considered to be business travelers and don't need a visa. But in the tit-for-tat world of diplomacy, that policy could always be revisited.
Andy Bowers is a Slate senior editor. You can send your news-related explainer questions to explainer@npr.org.